on the line now I have Katie O'Rourke from Angels. Good afternoon, Katie. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. How are you?
Okay, now before we talk about the program you just finished, give us a bit of background for our listeners for ANTUS and remind them what it's for.
Yeah, so ANTUS is Ireland's national adult learning organisation, as well as providing information to adults who are maybe looking to return to education. We also promote the value and the benefits of adult learning, and we advocate on behalf of the sector. So we're an independent NGO, and we've over 500 members nationwide. So we don't directly provide courses to learners, but many of our members do provide courses, and they would include education and training boards. And we would have a mixture of, our members would include large organisations like ETBs, as well as community education providers, and we would also have a number of individual members as well.
Okay, now if there's someone out there listening and says, well, I'd like to get involved in that, what would the procedure be for them? What's the first step?
So I guess January, a lot of people, you know, it's like a new year, new me, and they think about maybe returning to education. And last year, over 500 adults contacted our free phone helpline looking for information on their adult learning options. And it's estimated in Ireland that around 300,000 Irish adults take part in a range of education training programs every year throughout the country. And courses could range from anything from literacy to basic education, skills training, personal development, and then some people may be looking for higher education. So there's a lot of information out there, and sometimes it can be very daunting for people, as they may have spent quite a long time out of education. They may have had a negative experience of education the first time round, so it can be very daunting. But there is a lot of help out there for people, and a lot of information on how you can find out about what's the best option for you. So there's adult guidance services within the education and training boards, and they can talk through people's options with them. We also have a free phone helpline, which is 1-800-303-669. So if someone was looking to find out about different options within their local area, then they can give us a call, and then we can refer them into their local services and just give them some general information about what might be available for them.
Okay, that's 1-800-303-669. Did I get that right?
You did.
Okay. I found over the years that people, there's still, you know, if people, as you said, I've been talking to a lot of people over the years in different local agencies who are helping people out in every way that they can. But there's still a stigma attached, especially to literacy, where a lot of people coming to terms and going forward, there's still that stigma there with people, isn't there?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think we speak to a lot of people as well who, you know, they may not have talked to anybody about how they feel about, you know, education. And it's something that people, you know, can be very good at hiding throughout their whole lives. And even their children might know, might not know, you know, that they maybe didn't complete school, and they get people to fill out forms for them and things like that. I think the nature of adult education is very supportive. So although, you know, like I said, people may not have got their education first time round, I think when they do take those steps, there's a lot of services there to support adults. And literacy, especially now, is being integrated into services, so that when people maybe go and talk about their options to someone, they get help straight away. And I think one of the biggest benefits of returning to education is that it can hugely improve people's self-confidence. So once they're kind of in it at the start, they get a taste for it then, and they build their confidence, and they see that the benefits that it has in other areas of their lives. So that but might be that someone can then help their own children with their homework, improved mental health, we hear that time and time again. And for some people, it allows them to gain employment because they maybe, you know, gain a qualification that they needed. And they get more confidence to go into the workplace. So there's many, many benefits. And yeah, it is hugely daunting for people if they've been out for a long time. But I would say to anyone who's listening, there are a lot of supports available, and people are really there. You know, the nature of adult education is to support each other, and it's very much about learning from each other. It's not that traditional setting of the teacher and the student. Adult learning is a very different kind of environment, and really a lot of the services would have supports, you know, to help people throughout. So while they're learning, they can get maybe, whether it was counselling supports or childcare supports, in order to support them to, you know, transition into education. And sometimes a taster course or a smaller kind of course to allow people to dip their toe into it without kind of committing too much or you know, going into something of a longer kind of course mm-hmm. can be a really good idea.
Okay, and that's a good expression there, actually, dip your toe into it, because a lot of people, as you say, feel daunted by it and sometimes bombarded with information. I've heard some people saying, like, when they go for the first computer course, depending on the teacher and how it's presented, some presume that you know half of the stuff and you know nothing at all, and you just go in there and, as I say, bombard you with information and you don't know where you are. So it depends on lots of cases, but to dip your toe in, I'll give that number out again, 1-800-303-669. Now, this 8-week course just finished. How has it evolved with Aintus over the years, and what was different about this one?
I'm just going to talk quickly, Noel, just about the Aintus Adult Learners Festival,
okay.
If that's okay.
It takes
place from the 6th to the 10th of March, and just as we're talking about, you know, people looking at, say, 8-week courses or different options that are there, and dipping their toe back into education. Our festival, like I said, it runs from the 6th to the 10th of March, so it's all about celebrating adult learning and the achievements of adult learners and promoting the fantastic work that's going on around the country. And last year, over 500 events took place as part of the festival. So this year, there'll be anything from taster courses, open days, information sessions. So people can find out more information about that on www.adultlearnersfestival.com. So for anybody who might be thinking about returning to education, it's a great way to have a look and see what events are happening within your local area so that you can find out more about what's happening.
And this is across the board with age as well. I mean, we
Absolutely.
Talk about adult education, but maybe some younger people might be struggling as well and starting the process of concealment and keeping things to themselves. So this is there for them as well.
It's absolutely, but we say adult education, but really it's about second chance education. So for anyone who maybe, you know, the traditional school system, you know, didn't work out for them, or they, you know, that there's many of our members would be youth reach organisations, so they'd be offering a second chance to younger people. A lot of the training centres, and there's apprenticeships now for younger people. So if people were looking to find out about further education and training programmes, there's a new website called www.fetchcourses.ie, and that provides a whole list of courses that are happening around the country. So that's another useful source for somebody.
Okay, absolutely wonderful that the work that Aintus is doing, there's no doubt about it. And are more and more people sort of stepping out of the shadows now over the years than had been before?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a range of, you know, we like I said, we estimate around over 300,000 people go back to or taking part in education and training options. I think we see a real mix of people. So for some people, they might be looking to change careers. And definitely during the recession, we would have seen that for a lot of people, that maybe their current role or career was being made redundant and then they decided to try something new. We'd have older people then who may be looking to meet people and to socialise within their community. So that may be why they choose education. And then we'd have younger people as well who, you know, third level may not be for them, and they might be looking, you know, for another option or some training within their local community. So there's a whole range of options available, and there's some providers doing fantastic work on the ground as well with people. And I think it's very much about promoting the services that are there. So, you know, we hear from learners time and time again who've had a good experience, you know, they want to shout it from the rooftops about what's happening in the local community so that other people can find out about what their options are. And you know, learners are fantastic. We can talk, you know, day and night about how amazing adult education is. Mm-hmm. But when it comes from a learner themselves, when they talk about their experience and the impact it's had on their lives, it's hugely powerful in encouraging other people back to education. So that's something that Aintus really try to do throughout our promotional work. And we pulled together a booklet at the end of last year of learner stories In order to try and, you know, inspire other people to look at their options for returning to education.
Yeah, because a lot of it happens word of mouth as well. That is, it's amazing because talking to, as I said, to people, local agencies around over the years, and I've met people who maybe in their 50s have just gone back to education for literacy programs, and they're saying, I don't know why I didn't do it years ago. And the relief and the confidence back in them and how they feel, it you can't buy that sort of thing.
Absolutely. It really, really has a huge impact. And I think when, you know, we hear learners say that they've caught the education bug, so when they go back, you know, they want to keep going and you know, progress as much as they can because they get so many benefits out of it. And it really is, you know, it transforms lives, returning to education. And I think that's really a message that we're looking to get across to people.
Okay, and the number again is 1-800-303-669. Now, remind us again, before I let you go, Katie, about what's happening on the 6th to 10th of March and all the relevant information attached to it with the website.
Great. So it's the AINTIS Adult Learners Festival that takes place from the 6th to the 10th of March. So it's nationwide. There'll be loads of fantastic events happening. If people want to get involved, they can go to the website www.adultlearnersfestival.com.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us, Katie. We just stay there for a few minutes. Thank you. Just stay there for a while. And that was Katie O'Rourke from AINTIS.